We have the opportunity to go over some of the highlights of the Inyanim of Chanukah that we mentioned so far. Instead of going ahead, we'll first, I'm not going to go through obviously the halachas of Chanukah or all the iyun of these things, just to get you familiar with the basic ideas here. First, we have the shayla of kofsa zakukla or kofsa ein zakukla. You light the Chanukah licht, and they go out. So do you have to relight it or not? So here the Svarim say different ideas behind what's the machlokas depend on. One is, how does kindling work? Is the Gemara in Bava Kama has a shayla, isho mishum chitzov or isho mishum mamono. Right? How, when you light a fire, is it like you shot an arrow and everything is done at the first moment? So when you light the fire, your action, right, has the potential then to carry on. But everything really is finished at the first moment. If you hold like that, then when, as soon as you light the menorah, you yotzei the mitzvah. And it's as if everything is done. The fact that it goes out after that is irrelevant. But if isho mishum amono, the idea is that it's an ongoing process, so then you don't consider like everything is done at the first moment. And the lighting of the candle is an ongoing process, and therefore you have to make sure that it burns the entire time. Can't look at it as if the mitzvah is done in 1 second, potentially. Another way of looking at it is, what's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah the hadlaka completely? That's what Chazal were misakin, right? And in that way, you're makayim persumei nisa. Persumei nisa means that you fulfilled the mitzvah the Chachamim said. You lit it, even if it didn't go on after that, but you lit it, that was enough. Or no, there's two separate inyanim. There's an inyan of hadlaka, that's one mitzvah, and that includes a secondary mitzvah, persumei nisa. So even though you may have been yotzei the mitzvah of hadlaka, but now there's an idea of persumei nisa to keep it going, that people should be able to see it. There's one mitzvah, your maisa, you're yotzei that. There's another mitzvah, how it affects other people. So even though your maisa, you were yotzei, but you have to make sure that it continues burning so other people can see it. Those are the two ways. Basically, I'm sure there's other ways also of understanding kofsa zakukla and kofsa ein zakukla. There's a Rashba who says that even if you put it out with your own hands, it didn't just go out by itself, but you went to fix it, whatever, and you put it out by accident, okay, then you're not chayiv to light it again. Okay, but the Rashba says if you went to fix it and you put it out by hand, by accident, the shogeg, then you don't light it again, and if you do light it again, you don't make any bracha. You can light anything you want, you can light candles any time. There's no isser in lighting again. But you don't have to light it, memela, there's no mitzvah. The Avnei Nezer says, even according to the Rashba, it's only if it went out by accident. But if you lit the menorah, and then you put it out on purpose, put it out, then even the Rashba would hold that you have to light it again. The Marshal says that if you, what's it called, put it out physically, even b'shogeg, you have to light it again. Okay? Because your maisa of putting it out is mevatel, your maisa of hadlaka. Right? According to the svara that we said, that kofsa ein zakukla, because when you did the maisa of lighting, everything was done. That's if you don't have another maisa to take that away. But if you have another maisa of kibui to take that away, then it's like your first maisa wasn't there. However, what's it called? However, even according to the Marshal, that you have to light it again, that's only a gedder of hider. The Taz and the Prima Godim say that you don't make a bracha. Okay, that you, even if you have to light it again, it's not that you weren't yotzei the mitzvah completely, it's just that you have a chiyuv to keep it going, but you don't make another bracha. Okay, there's another shayla. But if it, what if it goes out Erev Shabbos? Now, Erev Shabbos we light before Shabbos. Okay? So, there's two ways of looking at the mitzvah of Erev Shabbos. The Rabbanan said, since on Shabbos you can't light Chanukah lit, so we are transferring the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah to Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, after Plag HaMincha, will be considered like lighting it on Shabbos. If that's the case, then the same halacha would apply as applies during the week. Kofsa ein zakukla. Right, you lit it, you were makayim your mitzvah by lighting it after Plag HaMincha, right? And therefore, you don't have to put it on again, just like you've lit it at the night. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is, no, the Rabbanan didn't transfer the mitzvah. They said, since you can't light it on Shabbos, so we're going to tell you to light it before Shabbos. But the mitzvah is Shabbos. The mitzvah is it should be burning on Shabbos. Except since you can't, you're an honest, you can't light it on Shabbos, we'll let you light it before Shabbos. But the main mitzvah is that it burns on Shabbos. Not that you light it from Plaga Mincha. They didn't transfer the mitzvah to make it the mitzvah is to light it after Plaga Mincha. The mitzvah is that to really to light it on Shabbos, but you can't. So you have to light it before Shabbos, but the mitzvah is that it should burn on Shabbos. So the Trumas Hadeshet holds like the first way, but you don't have to relight it. And the Taz holds you have to relight it if it goes out before Shabbos. Because Lemaisa, even though normally Kov Sein Zakukla, that's where you're Mekayim the mitzvah. But here you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah yet when you lit it Erev Shabbos. The mitzvah is burning on Shabbos. So Lemaisa, if it went out, you have no mitzvah at all. So you have to relight it to make sure it burns on Shabbos. And therefore the Prima Godim says, with a brach, without a brach, I'm not sure. The Taz would hold you have to make another brach. Because you weren't Yotze anything. It's not that the mitzvah is there. But I'm not sure. The Thizeh, that which it says in our Gemara, that you can light because Kofsa Ein Zakukla, right? You can light with Shmonim. What's it called? That even on Shabbos you can't use. That's only if you light it immediately before Shabbos. But if you light it earlier, so there's a chance that it may go out before Shabbos comes, and according to the Taz, you have to relight it. Even everybody holds Kofsa Zakukla. Right, then you have to use oils that are only good for Shabbos. Okay, now a third idea is there a hither? Even if we hold Kofsa Ein Zakukla, you don't have to light it. But is there an Inyan to light it? Or Bechlau is no Inyan, right? You Yotze the Mitzvah, there's no Inyan Bechlau. Or Zarua, in the name of his Rebbeim, and the Rashba also holds, there's no Inyan Bechlau. Okay? And they explain it with the Yisold of the Briskerov, that hither mitzvah can only be done at the time you're doing the mitzvah. But you can't have hither mitzvah by itself. Hither mitzvah is a prat in the mitzvah itself. It's not something by itself. The classical example they give is if you have two esrogim. One is mehudr, but it's a suffix whether it's kosher or not. And the other one is not so mehudr, but it's for sure kosher. So which one do you take first? Right? The one that's vadai kosher, right? But it's not so mahudr. And then you take the second one out hither, right? Because it may not be kosher, but if it is kosher, it's mahudr. Or no, the other way around. The Briskerov says you have to take the one that's sofik kosher and mahudr first, and then the one that is vadei kosher. Why? Because if you take the one that's vadei kosher, you're yotze the mitzvah. And there's no way now of doing anything more. You can't be mekayim hither by itself. Right? Hither means hither mitzvah. So therefore, if you take the one that's mehudr, and if it's kosher, then you yotze both things together. If it's not kosher, you haven't been yotze the mitzvah yet, now you'll be yotze the mitzvah. But if you take the first one, you're yotze the mitzvah, you're not adding nothing by taking the second one that's more mehudr, because you've done the mitzvah already, and you can't do hither by itself. And the same thing over here. There's a hither in relighting it, but there can't be a hither in relighting it, because you're yotze the mitzvah. So it's only hither by itself, so there's no inyan to light up a cloud. The Arzaru himself holds there is an inyan to relight it, and it could be that he also holds like the Briskerov, except there's a separate inyan over here, Pirsumei Nisa. Here, aside from the hither, right, of it burning the full time, there's also an idea of other people seeing it, and you're Mepharis in the Nes. So here, there's an idea that other people should see it, you're Mepharis in the Nes. Okay, some say another reason why you have to relight it. Nothing to do with Pirsumei Nisa, and nothing to do with Hidur Mitzvah. Right? Nothing to do with the actual lighting. It has to do with the oil. Once that oil was set aside for lighting Hanukkah candles, so you have to relight that oil. That oil has to be used up for Hanukkah candles. According to that, you don't even have to light it that night. You light it the next night. Just as long as somehow that oil was used for Hanukkah lit. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention this inyan of being mahadr to what's it called to light it again, and the Ramah only mentions it in a negative, that if you do light it again, don't make a bracha. He doesn't say you should light it again, he just says that if you're going to light it again, don't make a bracha. Okay. Next thing. So we had Kofsa Zakukla, so you know the basic ideas of that, and now the idea of Osir L'shtamish La'ora. You can't use the light of the Hanukkah candles. Tosfos paskens like Rav and Rav Yochanan against Rav Huna. We had three opinions, whether you could use the Shmonim on Shabbos, on Chol, not use them at all, use them only, Shabbos, not Chol, or whatever, whether we hold Asur l'shtamish la'ora or Mutar l'shtamish la'ora. Two of the days, Rav and Rav Yochanan, both held that it's Asur l'shtamish la'ora. Only Rav Huna held that it's Mutar l'shtamish la'ora, and therefore we passed in two against one, that it's Asur l'shtamish la'ora, and that's how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch passed. It's Asur l'shtamish la'ora. The Isser is even the Ritva and the Tur hold, even Shimush Aroy. Okay, even something that you're not really using the light, but you're doing something by that light. No, it's even to talk to somebody in front of the lights of the Hanukkah candle, where talking doesn't make any easier that it's light, but you're enjoying the light, that's also too. Okay, and the Avnei Nezer says the reason is, because the reason it's also the Shtamish La'ora, because they made it like the Neros of the Mikdash. It's a Zecher of what they lit the menorah, and the menorah was Kodesh, was Hektish. And even though, b'di'evid, if you enjoy the light of the menorah, there's no me'ila, it's called Mara and Reach, it's ain't bo me'ila, but it's osur to be nehenna, to enjoy any enjoyment from something kodesh. So therefore, they made the menorah kodesh, and you're not allowed to have any enjoyment. The Rosh holds that a tashmish aroi, the example I gave you would be mutter. The only thing you can't do is something kavua, right? You can't read by it, or something like that. Something kavua, and the Ramban also holds like that. And the idea is, it's not that they made the menorah kodesh, and therefore you can't have any enjoyment from it. But if you're going to use the menorah to read by, people are not going to know you did it for a mitzvah. It's not going to be nicker that it was a shei mitzvah. So you can't use anything that would destroy the hochacha that you lit this l'shei mitzvah, and not stam for your own personal use. So if you stand talk to somebody in front of the menorah, that doesn't give the idea that you lit it for the sake of talking to somebody. You don't need that. So tashmish aroi would be mutter, tashmish kavu will be also according to the Rosh and the Ramban. The Balamor says that if you're using it for a mitzvah, you want to learn by the light of the Hanukkah menorah, it's mutter. Okay, don't confuse halacha with what we're saying now. Okay, it's not necessarily the halacha. These are just different opinions. Okay, we're not learning halacha here. We're not even learning the Iyum, but just to give you an idea of some of the things that exist here. Okay, and the Ramban holds that even a Tashmish shall mitzvah zasser, and the Ram and the Ran both hold like that too. Can't use it for anything, even for another mitzvah. Okay, and he brings a raya, from the fact that you're not allowed to use that they didn't asser using bad shemen, right? If you could use it for a tashmish al mitzvah, then on Shabbos, if you could read by it for Shabbos, then we should be afraid that it's going to go out because it's not good shemen, and you may come to mashmah, you can't use it for anything. Okay, and the others say no, that not tashmish al mitzvah is not shchiyah. They weren't gozer for something that wasn't common. It's not common that you could dafkin use it for a tashmish or mitzvah. Also, I was thinking of another thing. So this only works according to Rashi's pshat in why you can't use shemen, because you may come to tilt it. According to the Rambam, that may go out and you'll be in the dark. If you'll be in the dark, you'll be mevakel only Shabbos. But l'maisa for a tashmish or mitzvah, so even if it'll go out, l'maisa you'll be doing the other mitzvah. So one mitzvah is not doka, another mitzvah. Mitzvah is only Shabbos, it's a different mitzvah. No. Now what happens... Shulchan Aruch brings both deis. He's not machriya. Some hold you could use it for tashmish shel mitzvah. Some hold not. Okay. After the time, the half hour is up. Right now you leave it on. Some hold you're allowed mishtamish l'ora. That is, if the time of Ner Chanukah went away and now it's not burning anymore after Ner Chanukah, you can use it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. The Ritva holds it's asur unless you put it out and relight it. But if it's continuing to burn from the time that you lit it to begin with, then it's a bezayin to use what was a mitzvah to begin with. The Marshal holds it also. Same idea. You're not allowed to use it unless you put it out and relight it, because people don't know that what's it called, that that you didn't light it later and still part of the mitzvah. They don't know that you were the yotze of the mitzvah. They see a ner Chanukah that you're using, and they may come to use it as stamp. And they, what? What? What do you mean nobody's going to see it? No, 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 we're talking, you light it inside, whatever the times, then what's it called, you yotze, or you lit it, they will see later. You could light it later, and it could burn even later than that time. That's only lechatchil, it's only just two pshatim over here. So whatever, you're lighting it later, after the time when you're doing the mitzvah, and other people will think that you, and you know you're not, you finished the mitzvah already, and it's not clear that you finished the mitzvah, because it's possible to do the mitzvah in afterwards. Okay, and the Rambam and the Meiri seem to say that you can use it, even if you don't put it out and light it again, but you have to move it to a different spot. It should be clear that the mitzvah is finished. Okay, what is the Zman of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah? So first we'll talk about the beginning of the Zman. The Gemara says, Mishetishka Hachama, that's the mitzvah. So there's a ongoing Machlokas, what Shkiyas Hachama is. Some say that Shkiyas Hachama is what we see sunset. That's called Shkia Sachama. According to that, you would have to light it immediately after sunset. Another opinion of Shkia Sachama, and we learned this in Brachas already, I'm not going to go through what the sources are, why there's this Shaila. Shkia Sachama, there's two Shkia Sachama. Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's the first Shkia Sachama that we see the sunset, that's not called Shkia at all. There's a first Shkia, which is about 58 and a half minutes after what we see Shkia. That's when the sun goes really beyond the horizon. And then after that, there's a Sof Shkia, final Shkia of the light of the sun. That's called Seis HaKochavim. That's another, 14 minutes after that, 13 and a half minutes after that. Altogether, 72 minutes. So from the time that we see the sunset, right? Sunset doesn't start 58 and a half minutes later, and sunset doesn't finish till 72 minutes after what we see. And that, at the end of sunset, meaning the sun's light setting, is Seis HaKochavim. That's Rabbeinu Tam's sheet. So, and the Gra holds that sunset is what we see as sunset, and Seis HaKochavim is, three quarters of a meal after that, which means about 13 and a half minutes after that is already Seis HaKochavim. So putting all these things together, Misha Tishke Hachama, right, if you learn that Shkia is what we can see, then you should light the candles immediately at at Shkia. Okay, and that's Taka how the Rambam holds. That Shkia means sunset. The Gross and the Shulchan Aruch says, Seis HaKochavim, right? Meaning 72 minutes after Misha Tishkachon means after all the sunsets, which means 72 minutes after what we call sunset. The Vilna Gaon says, in the Rashba and the Ran, which the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like, it really should be 58 and a half minutes after sunset. Because that's the Misha Tishka Chama doesn't mean after all the sunsets are finished, it means after the first sunset, which Rabbeinu Tam holds is 58 and a half minutes after what we call sunset. Okay? In Yerushalayim, the minig was to light 20 minutes after what we call sunset for a few reasons. One is that it's still within the half hour of the first sunset. So if you hold that you have to light within a half hour of sunset, you're doing that. And 20 minutes is the earliest, it's not really the earliest, because the earliest is 13 and a half minutes, but for practical purposes, it's the earliest Seis HaKochavim. So you get both milas. It's as if you're lighting after the earliest Seis HaKochavim, if that's the halacha, sunset meaning Seis HaKochavim, and you're also lighting with a half an hour of real sunset, if that's the halacha. So you get both milas. The Gra himself holds that you light at the beginning of sunset, the first sunset, as soon as the sun starts to go down. Some say the reason is that the Marami Rottenberg says, so why did they make a mitzvah to light in the daytime? It's just right after sunset, it's still light out. It's a bedafka. So you know you're lighting l'shem mitzvah, not l'shem light. So they're bedafka. And there's a sheet of the Urayim. The Urayim holds that you light before sunset. When the sun is starting to go down, that's already, because there is a shita from the Urayim, I think it's the Urayim shita, that's why we light candles 18 minutes before Shabbos, because there's a shita that holds that shkia is 18 minutes or 16 minutes or whatever before we see, or 13 and a half minutes, right, three quarters of a meal, 13 and a half minutes before we actually see the sun disappear is the first sunset. And it's asur to malacha after that. So to be machmer for that sheet, even though we don't hold like that, we try to light 18 minutes before, so we're yotze, not lighting candles in the time anybody holds the Shabbos. So Chanukah licht also, he holds you should light when the sun is starting to go down, which is also about 13 and a half minutes before what we call Shkia. Okay, Lamaisa, the Baal HaTanya, holds that the Shulchan Aruch was chozer from what he wrote, and that you only have to use the light about 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, that's called Tzeisa Kochavim. Okay, so that's the Shaila. The Shaila basically is, do you light at Tzeisa Kochavim, and if so, when is Tzeisa Kochavim? Or do you light after Shkia, and if that's the case, when Shkia? Because we mean the first Shkia, we mean Rabbeinu Tam's, Rabbeinu Tam's first Shkia, or what we call Shkia Sachata. Okay. When's the end? So the Gemara says, Atshetich l'regel min ashuk. Okay. The last people who are in the Shuk. Okay. The Maral, when's it, and we said that the Pshat of Talmudot, like Rashi says, is the people who go and collect wood. Right, they're the last people in the Shuk, and the basic idea is, it has to be when there are still people around, and we said it could be even Goyim, right? And somebody said, maybe not, maybe it means the customers of these Goyim who are Yidden around. The Maral learns that the Talmudoi are not the last people in the Shuk, but they're the people who are osik in selling the things you need to light Hanukkah candles, wood, wicks, Hashem, and therefore it depends on when the people who sell oil go home. That's the Inyan. And the people who are involved in selling oil go home, then what's it called, the mitzvah is finished. The Rif says that this shear is about a half an hour, and so the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say the same thing, and the Otzra Gaonim says somewhere between a half an hour, and it really depends on the place when these last people go home. Some places about a half an hour after the shuk closes, and some places about an hour afterwards. How about lighting early? So that's a sofsma, lighting early. The Ritva holds that the earliest you can light is what we call Shkia. You can't light before sunset. The earliest you can light is at sunset. And the Rashba and the Ran holds you can't light anything earlier. They hold it Tzeis and you can't light before Tzeis. Okay. However, the Or Cheshayim says that if there's a Tzorech, Shasat Chak, you can light from Plaga Mincha and afterwards, because we always say Plaga Mincha is considered already like night. Okay. How about lighting later? So Tosa says that it depends on the two terutzim in the Gemara. The Gemara gives two terutzim and what it means, what's it called, that you have atshetich l'regel min ashuk. One shot is that if you didn't light till then, you can light after that, okay? Till that time. And the second thing is that it's for the shear. You have to have enough oil to burn that amount of time, okay? So according to the first terutz, you can't light after that time. This is the time limit. Within this time, you have to light. You didn't light then, you don't light. According to the second teretz, as long as you have the shear, it doesn't say anywhere that you can't light after tich l'regel min ashuk. So Tosfos therefore says, it's a suffix, we're not sure who the paskin light. And therefore, you light again, mi suffix, but l'chor, you don't make a bracha. Okay? The Rashba holds that really the mitzvah is all night. Like everything at night. Mitzvah is all night, but l'chatchila, you should do it at tich l'regel min ashuk. So therefore, if you didn't do it at Shetich Regel Min Ashuk, even if you're lighting outside, you can light all night with a bruch. The Marshal says the mitzvah is till chatzos, because after that, there's usually no persume nisa. Okay? The Meiri says that if you're lighting after this time, you should always do it without a bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch is mashman that you make a bracha. Right? Even though the whole reason is a suffix, a sex faker, what's it called, whether... The halacha is like this one or like this one. Even if the halacha is like the one that says that if you didn't light till this time, you don't light, that's only l'chatchila. But the evidence could be you could light all night. So therefore, you do make a bracha. The people light mostly inside today, especially in Chutz La'aretz. Then what's it called? You're allowed to what's it called to light later because the ikur pirsume nisus to the people in the house, and that's all night as long as somebody's up. Okay. And therefore, the Sefer Truma says that Bizman Azeh, when we light inside, you can light till Alos HaShachar. All night is the mitzvah, for sure. Okay, what's the shear of the Shemen? First of all, the Or Zeruah says, Bisman HaZeh, that we light inside, you don't need a shear of a half an hour. Because since the Ikar Pirsumei Nisa is for the people in the house, not the people walking around the street, the Ikar Pirsumei Nisa is the first moment that you light it and you see it, it's finished. So you don't need a shear. That's what the Or Zeruah holds. And the Smak and the Bach hold that even inside you need a shear, and that the Shulchan Aruch also says. That even if you light inside, you have to have a shear at least of a half an hour of oil. There's an interesting Prichoda, she holds that if you light outside, but you light later. Okay, you light after, you light, what's it called, within the half hour, within that half hour, for Shetichla Regel Ben Ashok, but not at the beginning of the half hour. If you light at the beginning of the half hour, you need a half an hour's oil. If you light 15 minutes later, you only need 15 minutes oil. In other words, the whole Pirsume Nisa only exists that half hour. So whatever you light, within that time, that's how much you need. Okay, and the Prima Godim holds that if you don't have enough oil to burn a half an hour, then you light without a bracha. Okay. Now the Inyan of Mahadrin and Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. Okay, the Rambam says that the Balabayas lights forever, alone, right? And he, lights, according to the Mahadrin, for every member of the family, right? And for the Mahadrim in a Mahadrin, he also adds more candles to neged the days. Okay, that both things are together. So if you have 10 people in your family, and it's the eighth day, the Balabayis lights 80 candles. That would be how the Rambam holds, and Rashi's mashman like that also, that at least in the first part, that the Mahadrin is, not that everybody lights their own menorah, but that the Balabayis lights as many candles as people in the house. That's the Mahadrin. The Shiltei HaGiborim says, and so says the Ramah, that everybody lights their own menorah. The Mahadrin is that not only the Balabayis lights, but as many people in the family, everybody lights their own menorah. Okay? The Bir Halacha in the Ramah, the Ramah holds like the Rambam, right? And he says that the Ramah really holds like the Rambam, right? Not that everybody should light their own. But when you lit outside, it was impossible for everybody to light their own because there's not enough place to everybody put their menorahs outside. So then the Balabayis, one menorah, can now get all the people in the house. But when we light inside, everybody can put their menorah somewhere else, then it's the Ikar is that everybody should light their own. Okay, that's what the Maral also says. The Meiri and the Rioz hold that you only light for Anoshim Gedolim, both men and women, but not for Ketanim. Okay? But if everybody's lighting their own, then Al-Tzchinuch, there's an Indian for a Kotan also to light. But if it's not Al-Tzchinuch, it's just Keneged the people in the house, then you only light Keneged the Gedolim, not Keneged Ketanim, and also not Keneged the wife, because Ishto Kegufa, the wife is considered like the husband Mamash. Now, what's the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin? So we have the Mahadrin that you light, either everybody lights their own, or you light Keneged the amount of people in the house. What about the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin? There is you light Keneged how many days it is, either according to Beis Shammai descending or Beis Hillel ascending. Tosis learns that they're two separate things. One is not, Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin doesn't mean that this is an extra added hiddur. It's a separate hiddur. There's one hither to light connected the people in the house, and there's one hither to light connected, what's it called, the days. And you can choose one or the other. Either you're the Mahadrin, or you're the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. You can't be both. Because Tosa says that the whole idea is to know what day it is, right? So somebody sees four candles, okay? It may be the first day and you have four people in the house. It may be the second day and you have two people in the house. Or it may be the fourth day and you have only one person in the house. So there's no way of knowing what day it is if you have both Hidurim together. So it's only two separate Hidurim. Either you light the amount of people in the house, or you light Keneged the days. That's how Tosfos holds. The Rambam holds that they're together, right? And you don't have to know what's it called. The idea is just to light as many candles as the days and as people, and therefore if it's the fourth day and you have 10 people in the house, you light 40 candles. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like Tosfos, that they're two separate Hidurim, you don't mix them. And the Ramah holds like the Rambam, and this is one of the, cases where the Shulchan Aruch passions like the Ashkenazim, and the Ramah passions like the Sfaradim, like the Rambam. There are one or two other cases in Shulchan Aruch. This is one of them. And they say, the Chasam Sofer says that only, even if you light your own, only boys light, not girls. And he says the main reason is because it's not sanua for a girl to have to light outside. If you're lighting inside, then even girls would light. Okay, where do you put them? The Rashi holds that if you have a house that has a yard in front, okay, then you put it always at the doorway that opens into the yard. Right? Even though we had a sheet in Rashi that says you put it on the inside of the yard opening into Rishus HaRabim, but Pashtus in Rashi, most Shitas hold, the Rashi holds, that you have a, here's your courtyard, here's your house, you light here, on the door that opens into the courtyard. And we said already, the Ritva says, but here's Pshat in Rashi, and Tosfos holds that you always light on the doorway opening to Rishus HaRabim, where it says, Pesach, HaPasul, Rishus HaRabim, is talking in a house that doesn't have a courtyard. But if you have a courtyard, then what's it called? Then you light at the Pesach of the Chotzer, not the Pesach Habayis. You always light into Rishus HaRabim. You never light into the Chotzer, Rashi holds. You always light at the house, whether there's a courtyard in front or there's Rishus HaRabim in front. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos, that what's it called? That you always light, what's it called, into the Rishus HaRabim. Rashi would hold if there is a special doorway for the person who lives upstairs, right? That he has a door that goes into the chotzer, then he would also light what's it called at the Pesach to the chotzer, not in his window but downstairs. Okay. Shasta sakana we said doesn't mean sakonis nefashas because that's obvious. So sakana means that the goyim will hate you, or there'll be some kind of tsar, or loss of money, or something like that. And Bizman Hazeh, the Or Zeruah says, even though there's no sakana today, right, you could light outside in Chutz Laretz, but even Shenagu Nagu, once the minig became to light like that, they continued the minig, and they don't have to go back to lighting outside. And the Ritva, the Or HaShulchan brings down also, that places where there's windy or whatever, they weren't matriach you to go buy glass things or whatever, and that's another reason why you can light inside. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, most people are not somach on that, then we light outside, right? And others hold that since the halacha changed, the halacha of the is nikva, if there's sakana, you light inside. If there's not, it's not that it was a change afterwards. That's the way they made the halacha to begin with. In places where it's easy to light outside, you light outside. Places where it's not, you light inside. So that's part of the ikar takana, therefore you can light inside even the chatchila. Okay, the shamus, the next thing that we have, you have to have another nair in order to use the thing. The Ran holds that only when you light inside, now the Gemara says you need Ner Acher, is talking after Shasa Sakana, when you're lighting inside. When you're lighting inside, then you need a Hochacha that you're lighting L'Shem Mitzvah, because it looks like you're lighting the candles for light inside your house. Right? But if you light outside, nobody lights candles by their door on the outside to Shus HaRabim, right? Unless you have a porch light, but it's not, right? That's not the normal thing. So it's obviously for a mitzvah. You don't need another candle as a hecker. And here again, we said the Shamus has one of two purposes. Either to allow you to use the light now, or to make a hecker that you didn't light it just for light. So according to that side, that you need a hecker, you only need the hecker on the inside, not on the outside. But if you want to use the light on the outside, if that's the reason for the other nair, then even outside you need a nair. This is only according to that opinion, that needing another nair is to make a hecker that you lit it for a mitzvah, not for light. The minig is to light another candle, even if you light outside. Now, if you have the other candle, so some hold that what's it called, that you're allowed to use all the light now. Once you have the other candle, even though you're not allowed to use the light of the Hanukkah candle, but together with another candle, you can use all the light. The Nafkamina would be, and others hold, no, you can only use as much light comes from that candle. The Nafkamina would be like this. Let's say you have 9 candles now. On the second day, you have 2 candles. So you could read big letters by 2 candles, right? But you couldn't read by two candles, by one candle. You could only, what's it called, well, that's the better. You could read big letters with one candle and medium-sized letters with two candles. The first day, you have two candles. One's the mitzvah candle, one's the shamas. Okay? So now, according to one opinion, you're allowed to read even the medium-sized letters, right? Even though you need both candles for that. But once you have the other candle, halacha is zev zegorin. That what making you read is the two candles. One of them's mutter, one's asur. We have a klal, zev zegorin is mutter v'inisudrabon. And therefore it's okay. The other opinion says no. The other candle is mutter to use that one, but not to use both of them. Therefore you'd only be allowed to read big letters and not medium size. Only what you'd be allowed to do with that one candle, what you could do with that one candle is what you're allowed to do. That's the other opinion. Okay, the Gra holds that since the reasons for a heker, then there's no heker to use anything, right? If the light is coming from the Hanukkah candles, you can only use the light of the other one, and that's the heker, right? That the first ones were only the Shein Mitzvah. So you can't use the other ones bichlal. And some hold that you have to put the, what's it called, the shamas separate from the other ones, right? Either not in the same order or whatever, so it's clear that it's not part of the Hanukkah lit. And others, some say that you put it above the other ones, and the Maril holds bedafka below. So the light goes up, and this way it envelops all the other light. Some hold bedafka higher than the others, hold some hold bedafka lower. Okay, Hanukkah, what's it called? Is it a yontif? Not a yontif. Okay, kavua. The Maram says there's no mitzvah of seudas on Hanukkah, like there is on Purim. They didn't make it for Mishtah v'Simcha and the famous Lavush, because Hanukkah is a spiritual victory, so we celebrated with Halal and Hodah. Purim was a physical victory, because we were supposed to be killed physically, and therefore we celebrated by eating. However, they say that there's another idea in Hanukkah, aside from the reason of the menorah, right, and the victory over the Greeks, which was a spiritual victory, right? We gained. They didn't want to kill us; they just wanted us to convert. Right? Haman, on the other hand, wouldn't help converting. So there was another Indian, though, and that's Chanukah Samizbeach, right? That the Mizbeach should have been Nischanet. The Mishkan was finished already. What's it called? Chafei Kislev, and it should have been dedicated then. It was waited till Nisan. And therefore, the Indian of the finishing of the Mishkan, they also made on Chanukah Samizbeach, and also Chanukah Samizbeach in the time of the Chashmonai. They actually dedicated the Mizbeach, and for that, there was a Yontif, like a Siyum. Siyum of building the Mishkan, of building the Mizbeach again in the second Beis HaMikdash, then there's Mishta V'Simcha. So there is an idea of making Sudas on Hanukkah, and the Marshal says that if the Sudas Shevach V'Hodol Hashem, it becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. The Bach Tak holds you have to eat bread on Hanukkah at least once a day, just like a yontif. And others hold that there's just an Indian you can't fast, but you don't dafka have to eat a suda. And the Rambam seems to say that, it doesn't say it beferish, but some say it in the Rambam, that this Monday Sanikdash, what's it called, when there was also an idea, there was two ideas of what Hanukkah benefited us. It benefited us the idea of the menorah and whatever, and it also benefited the fact that Malchus Yisrael continued till 200 more years till Churban Beis HaMikdash. So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when they had that idea of Malchus, then it was an Indian of what's it called Mishta V'Simcha. When there was no more Malchus, it was only the spiritual benefit that remained, then there's no Mishta V'Simcha, Bizman HaZeh. Okay. One more thing, and then we'll stop. How high the menorah should be put. Okay, the Gemara says you should put it less than 10 tefachim. Right, like Gomel, you know, Gomel Verachbo is higher than that, but once the enemy is sheer, 10 tefachim, right? And some say that because that's the reshus of a person. Within 10 tefachim is within your reshus. So it's knicker that it's your menorah. And the Rosh says it's Pursume Nisa, because people don't put lights less than 10 tefachim. So it's not there for lights, because it's in a low place. This Lamais is only Lemitzum and Amufchar. That's what's it called. Then Letzorech, you can put it higher than 10 tefachim. You Yotzei with higher than 10 tefachim. The Bach says you have to put it higher than 3 tefachim, because otherwise it's not on the ground. and it's not nikkur that it's for a mitzvah, and between 3 and 10 tefachim, and the Prichadish holds that the evidence you put it on the ground, less than 3 tefachim is also okay. The Rif and the Rambam don't mention this at all, and they hold that the Havach is not like Ravina. There's no inyan b'chlal of putting it less than 10 tefachim. And the Sefer Hayom adds a thing, he says that the mitzvah is between 10 tefachim and 18 tefachim, which was the height of the menorah. That's the place to put it. And the Ritva says that if you're lighting inside, then the 10 tefachim is irrelevant. And there, you have to go, there's no hecker. And the others hold, the Mordechai holds it even inside. You have to put it, but it really depends where you're lighting it inside. If you're lighting it by a window inside, you have a window that opens to Rishus HaRabim, that's preferable. If you don't have a window that opens to Rishus HaRabim, you light it by the door inside, right, we'll see. If you're lighting by the door, then you taka put it between 3 tefachim and 10 tefachim. If you're putting by a window, then the 10 tefachim is irrelevant. The main thing is it should be in the window, however high the window is. Okay. Whatever else I don't think we have. If there is something, one or two things, we'll continue with tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll learn the Amid first, and whatever, whatever else there is to do.